growing from around Kyiv. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian officials say it appears Russian troops may be pulling out of the capital area and concentrating on eastern Ukraine. Now some Ukrainians who've taken refuge in Poland are returning to their country. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Rzeszów, Poland.
I think a lot of people at home are thinking, why would anyone go back to Ukraine? Those refugees just fled from there weeks ago. We know that the shelling is pretty much constant. Those troops remain on the ground all across Ukraine, but the refugees I've talked to at all of these rail stations all near the Ukrainian border tell me that it's a simple answer for them. They want to go back to see the life that they were forced to leave behind, and they want to see their family members. We have to remember that at the start of this war, they really didn't have much notice. The shelling started, the troops arrived, and they didn't get to say goodbye to their family, their friends, their neighbors, and they want to go back to see those people.
President Zelensky says Russian troops have been leaving behind landmines, even on corpses. President Biden, along with the First Lady, attended a commemoration ceremony for the attack submarine USS Delaware at the port of Wilmington.
As your commander-in-chief, I believe it is our sacred obligation as a nation to prepare and equip those troops that we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
The president said the sub will enhance national security. The ceremony had been delayed 2 years by the pandemic. Mississippi lawmakers have approved a bill aimed at bolstering health care in rural Mississippi. The bill allows the construction of freestanding emergency rooms in rural counties. The ERs would not have to be attached to hospitals. The Defense Department says an Algerian man imprisoned at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for nearly 20 years has been released and sent back to his homeland. 37 men remain held in Guantanamo. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Border officials and some lawmakers are concerned after the White House said it would soon lift a health order being used alongside immigration policy. Fox's Caroline Shively is in Washington with details.
The apprehension of a gravel truck full of illegal immigrants in Dimmitt County, Texas on Thursday ended in the driver's arrest for human smuggling. The 76 migrants packed inside were handed over to Border Patrol and under Title 42 are required to be deported with no chance for asylum. On Friday, the Biden administration announced that Title 42 will end on May 23rd. After that, illegal immigrants who cross the border will return to a policy where they are eligible for an asylum hearing. The Trump administration implemented Title 42 as a health directive in March of 2020 when the coronavirus began spreading throughout the country. In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
Former President Trump this evening holds another of his campaign-style rallies, Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Donald Trump will rally his supporters tonight in Michigan and the small Washington township north of Detroit. Michigan is considered a bellwether state that the former president lost in 2020, according to official results. Mr. Trump will be asking for voters to support his picks for Michigan Attorney General and Secretary of State. The Michigan GOP will hold a nominating convention in a few weeks. The former president is believed to be highly considering running again for the White House in 2024. Evan Brown, Fox News.
After smacking comedian Chris Rock, Will Smith is resigning from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. These people offered their opinion on the topic as they were waiting to see Chris Rock live in Boston last night.
It's not going to affect his career down the line. People still going to go to the movies.
I think Will Smith made a mistake, an honest mistake, and I think he's human, and I think we need to move on.
Smith issued a statement calling his behavior shocking and painful. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.